Now, we were hearing yesterday and over the last number of days coverage from the Circuit Court in Tralee of the appeal, which initially was to be of three men appealing their conviction for assault in Kenmare in December 2017. But it ultimately ended up being one man over the 2 days, and that was independent councillor Jackie Healy Ray, ultimately unsuccessful in his appeal. The judgment handed down around about 5:30 yesterday afternoon. There for Radio Kerry News for the 2 days is Mark Lynch. He's with me in our Tralee studio. Mark, can you first of all outline the background of this case?
Yeah, of course. The background is pretty vital to understanding what went on at Tralee Circuit Court this week, because it was an appeal against a previous conviction, so it can be a bit technical, so hopefully this background might help a small bit. In 2019, independent councillor Jackie Healy-Ray of Sandymount Kilgarvan, his brother Kevin, also of Sandymount Kilgarvan, both these men, of course, are sons of Kerry TD Michael Healy-Ray, and a third man, Malachy Scannell of Inchinacouche Kilgarvan. They were convicted of assaulting a Mr. Kieran James in Kenmare in the early hours of the 28th of December 2017. And they each received suspended sentences, which all three men then appealed, and had been in the process of appealing for about almost 3 years now. And as you mentioned there, just before Jackie Healy-Ray's appeal hearing began on Tuesday morning, the court was told that Kevin Healy-Ray and Malachy Scannell were withdrawing their appeals, meaning they accepted their convictions. And Judge Francis Comerford gave the two men who weren't present in court their original sentences. That was 7 months suspended for 1 year for Kevin Healy-Ray, and 6 months also suspended for 1 year for Malachy Scannell. Jackie Healy-Ray was appealing two charges against him. That was a Section 3 assault causing harm to Kieran James on Main Street in Kenmare on that date, and a Section 2 assault against Kieran James outside the chip van in Kenmare on the same date again. And because the other two men accepted their convictions, it was firmly established that Kieran James had been assaulted by at least two men on the day. The question was what Jackie Healy-Ray's role in that was, and whether he was also guilty of assault. So that essentially brings us up to about 12 noon on Tuesday, when Jackie Healy-Ray's appeal began in Tralee.
So tell me what happened and who took the stand?
Yes, so over the course of the 1.5 days or so, I suppose, 9 witnesses were called. These included 3 members of Ngarda Síochána Síochána, an employee of AIB on Main Street in Kenmare who provided the relevant CCTV footage to Gardaí. And then as well as that, we had 5 people who were there in the night, or morning, I suppose, really, in question. These were the victim in the case, Kieran James, his then fiancée and now wife, Lauren James, his 2 cousins, Neely and Jane O'Sullivan, and Jackie Healy-Ray himself. Mr. James, who grew up and still lives in London, had been in the area because his mother's from Kilgarvan, and he was introducing his then fiancée to his extended family in South Kerry. And the couple had been out for dinner and subsequently drinks with members of Mr. James's family, following which they went for drinks with his cousins. It was in the Square Pint then in Kenmare Town that they first came across the 2 Healy-Ray brothers. And the court heard Kevin was dancing erratically on his own on the dance floor. Lauren James described him as like a jack-in-the-box, and then Jackie Healy-Ray removed him from the premises. Mr. James was in a group of 6 in total, so that was the couple, himself and his then fiancée, and 4 cousins of his. And the court heard that the group was getting chips at Street Treats chip van after the night out, when Kevin Healy-Ray pushed through to the front of the queue, put his money on the counter and ordered his food. And this is pointed out to him by people in the queue, including Lauren James, and Kevin Healy-Ray then told her this was his town and his chip van. Witnesses gave slightly different accounts of how the first kind of fracas came about, but it was established that Kieran James and Kevin Healy-Ray pushed each other, and then Jackie Healy-Ray grabbed Kieran James in a headlock. Now, the degree of force and length involved in the headlock were discussed and were vital in determining whether this was an assault or not, with Judge Comerford eventually deciding it was not an act to restrain Mr. James, it was an assault. Jackie Healy-Ray also told the court that if his brother had been close in proximity to him at the time, he would have restrained him in the same manner. And Judge Comerford later came back to this point, as he said there was minutes of footage of a melee down on Main Street where he did not restrain his brother in this way. And witnesses said Kieran James looked to be in some distress in the headlock and was struggling to breathe, which Mr. Healy-Ray denied. This came to an end eventually, and the group of 6 went up Main Street to get away from the incident. And they were followed by the 2 Healy-Ray brothers and Malachy Scannell. But in what turned out to be actually a crucial detail, Jackie Healy-Ray told Gardaí in his original interview that he did not remember anyone being with him and his brother. And then CCTV footage showed a third man with them, who was identified as Malachy Scannell, a man Jackie Healy-Ray had known for years. And both the prosecuting barrister Tom Rice and the judge Francis Comerford put it to Jackie Healy-Ray that he had lied to Gardaí about this. Jackie eventually accepted he had not been full in his evidence to Gardaí, and he said he did this because he didn't want to get anyone involved in this. Jackie Healy-Ray had originally told Gardaí he had gone up Main Street with his brother to see if chippers were open, but he acknowledged yesterday that he suspected his brother had other intentions when they were following after the group of 6. And when the group of 3 reached the larger group on Main Street, Kieran James was violently assaulted, resulting in a broken nose, which even after two operations is still not quite right, a torn shoulder ligament, a chipped tooth and facial scars. And evidence was given that Jackie Healy-Rae had punched Kieran James in the face, which again he completely denied. Another key piece of evidence that Judge Francis Cumberford focused on was that Jackie Healy-Rae told him in court that he did not see anyone strike anyone on Main Street, and that he was only fixated on his brother, on protecting him and getting him home. And the judge said it was inconceivable that he didn't see an assault take place. Prosecution barrister Tom Rice even at one point asked Jackie Healy-Rae if he wanted to apologise to Kieran James and his family for this incident, which defence barrister John Berry said was pure theatre. And for the defence, John Berry focused on inconsistencies within the evidence given by Mr and Mrs James and the two O'Sullivans, but ultimately Judge Cumberford said these flaws weren't enough to take from the strength of the evidence provided by those witnesses.
Okay. He handed out a sentence to Jackie Healy-Rae, a 5-month sentence suspended for 6 months for the assault of Mason, and a separate sentence as well for the assault by the chip van.
Yes, that's right. So as I laid out, there was two incidents at the focus of this. So the first was the assault at the chip van, which Judge Cumberford, again, just decided that it wasn't an act of restraint. It was an assault. This he was given a 3-month sentence suspended for 6 months, and a concurrent sentence then of 5 months, again suspended for 6 months for the assault on Main Street. Now, those sentences are concurrent, so that means that the shorter one would be served within the longer one. So after 5 months, presuming that he is on good behaviour and doesn't come to the attention of Gardaí again, he'll get his bond back and the sentences will be served.
Okay, what about the demeanour of those involved over the last 2 days, or the atmosphere around all this, Mark?
Yeah, on the first day, Kieran James and Lauren James appeared, of course, under cross-examination. They appeared very calm and clear when they were in the witness box, and Jackie Healy-Rae at this point had quite a straight face in him for the entire first day. He didn't seem to show any emotion, really. There was a lot of focus on maps and photographs on the first day to locate where the incidents took place for the judge's sake. He seemed to be not familiar with the area, and that took quite a while before any evidence was given. It seemed to cause a bit of frustration amongst the legal teams. Lauren James then actually had to have her evidence heard on the first day as well, because she had arranged to travel back to the UK that evening. But on the second day, Mr. James and his two cousins remained in court to watch the rest of the proceedings, including while Jackie Healy-Rae took to the witness box. And again, Jackie Healy-Rae remained calm under cross-examination. There were some long pauses for certain questions, and the prosecution did repeat questions they felt he had not answered on several occasions. And as the judge reappeared to deliver his ruling, Jackie Healy-Rae did bless himself, and there was a definite feeling of tension in the courtroom at that point. Judge Cumberford, as I say, didn't believe that Jackie Healy-Rae's sole intention was to get his brother out of there or stop the attacks, because if he wanted to, he would have. Now, Jackie Healy-Rae appeared upset as the convictions were affirmed, and Mr. James and his family did not seem to show any emotion as the ruling was delivered. Mr. James himself then had to leave before the sentencing, because he himself had travel plans back to the UK as well. So between the judge's ruling and the sentencing being given out, his victim impact statement was then read by Garda on duty.
Do you know, was that the same victim impact statement was read out after the original conviction?
The original victim impact statement, that's right.
Okay, this has been a long and lengthy process, partly brought about by the pandemic, but it's a 5-year road to get to this point, Mark.
It was, and that was acknowledged by Judge Cumberford as well. And I mean, the people involved in this have been, in the first interview of Jackie Healy-Rae was in March 2018, that's a good 3.5 years ago now, 4.5 years ago almost. And as well, the incident itself took place in late December 2017. So that was especially focused on in terms of the cross-examination of some of the witnesses, because it was acknowledged that this was a night out essentially almost 5 years ago. And to remember things like, you know, exact timing or maybe exact amount of people would be difficult for the witnesses involved. And that was acknowledged. It was also acknowledged the fact that it took essentially quite a long time, really. It started about 12 noon on Tuesday, ran up until maybe 4:30 or so on Tuesday afternoon, breaking for lunch, and then again took the whole day Wednesday up until just after 5:30 yesterday evening. And the judge again acknowledged that when he was giving his ruling, that it did take a bit of long time, but that other district court appeals have taken longer, so it wasn't anything he took into account.
Yeah, Mark, I don't know, look, if you know this or have a view on it in terms of what happened in the court, but the decision, after 2 years of waiting for an appeal and going through the process, the decision then of two of those who had appealed to withdraw their appeal, did that have any effect on proceedings?
It did, really. It had a crucial impact on the defence's case and the prosecution as well, because before that, all these assaults were alleged, whereas once Maliki Scandal and Kevin Healy-Ray had accepted their convictions, it was then established that a criminal assault had taken place on Kieran James. That was established, and that was the that was established for the entire hearing. And then what that boiled it down to then for this appeal was what Jackie Healy-Ray's individual role was in this and whether he was guilty of assault as well. So it really narrowed down the focus, I think, of the 2 days. It possibly could have taken a lot longer if there was three appeals to be heard.
Okay, all right. Mark, listen, thanks very much for talking to us and for outlining the details of that case, that high-profile case in Tralee Circuit Court over the last 2 days. That's Mark Lynch reporting for Radio Kerry there. We contacted Councillor Healy-Ray this morning, or yesterday, today, asking him if he had a reaction to the judge's decision. No response yet from him in relation to our query and our question. He was asked by media, I think, leaving the court yesterday if he had anything to say, and said he didn't, but no response to our request for him to comment on the situation to us here on Kerry Today.